Welcome to the RCI Business Report for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. I am Tuba Gibson. Today, our report covers Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on Tuesday, March 1st, 2022. The following are the latest closing prices for the major equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $9.06. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $3.75. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $11. Republic Bank Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $9.51. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. St. Lucia Electricity Services, $20. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 17 securities, of which 5 advanced, 9 declined, and 3 traded firm. Trading activity resulted in the following movements of the TTSE indices. The All-TNT Index declined by 12.65 points to close at 2,091.39. The Composite Index declined by 7.92 points to close at 1,479.42. The Cross-Listed Index declined by 0.4 points to close at 115.57. The SME Index remained at 43.13. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 140,000 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange valued at $3.6 million. JMMB Group Limited was the volume leader with 58,000 shares, changing hands for the value of $133,000. Followed by Massey Holdings Limited with a volume of 23,000 shares being traded for $2.5 million. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 17,000 shares valued at $530,000. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 53 stocks, of which 25 advanced, 22 declined, and 6 traded full. Market volume amounted to 17 million units, valued at over $157 million. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 4.8 million units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 3.8 million units, and QWI Investments Limited with 1.8 million units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, 1 advanced and 2 unchanged as 41,000 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $2.6 million. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 40,000 at a high of $65 and a low of $60 before closing at $65. They were followed by Barbados Farms Limited and Epley Caribbean Property Development Fund, which traded 815 and 434 shares respectively. For RCI's business report, I am Tova Gibson.